91X News.
It's 19 and sunny at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Bullen. U.S. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is still waiting on news if he is out of a job. Karen Travers has the story.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein came to the White House this morning and met with Chief of Staff John Kelly, expecting to be fired. But after that meeting ended, Rosenstein took part in a previously scheduled cabinet-level meeting because Attorney General Jeff Sessions was not available. So while speculation about Rosenstein's job security is unlikely to die down, for now, he's still the number two at the Justice Department. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
In provincial news, Halton Regional Police announced one of two officers injured during an exchange of gunfire with a suspect in Burlington over the weekend has been released from hospital. A 32-year-old man was shot and killed in the incident at a gas station on Saturday morning. Special Investigations Unit spokeswoman Monica Houdon has said police were initially looking for a suspect involved in a collision when they received a call around 5:30 a.m. about a suspicious man in a gas station bathroom. The man, who has not been publicly identified, was pronounced dead at the scene. Halton police say they anticipate the second officer will be released from hospital in the coming days. Ontario Premier Doug Ford has pledged the province's support to Ottawa residents who were affected by Friday's tornadoes. Ford spoke Sunday along with Ottawa Mayor Jim Watson in Dunrobin, the West Ottawa neighborhood hit hardest by a pair of tornadoes. Ford said it was heartbreaking to see the vast extent of the damage firsthand, and he praised the resilience of local residents, many of whom were seeing their smashed properties for the first time. He also met with displaced residents at a high school, offering sympathies and reassurances, and noting it was a blessing no one was killed. The premier pledged to, quote, get everyone back on their feet, but said it was too soon to put a dollar figure on the damage. Doug Ford said his government intends to strike a select committee to further investigate the province's fiscal situation. The premier says committee will have the power to call witnesses, compel documents, and gather evidence. He says the government isn't just going to look the other way.
We need to take every step possible to ensure that this kind of abuse to the public trust has no place in Ontario. My friends, it's time for answers, because the people of Ontario deserve to know, how did this happen? Who let this happen? Who authorized the cover-up? The people want answers.
The announcement comes days after Finance Minister Vic Fedeli said a government-appointed commission of inquiry found the previous Liberal government left behind a $15 billion deficit. A Toronto man accused of killing his father, whose death was originally deemed a suicide, has been found guilty of first-degree murder. 33-year-old Dylan Millard has pleaded not guilty in the death of 70-year-old Wayne Millard, who was found in his bed with a bullet in his head on November of 2012. Clayton Babcock, the father of Laura Babcock, who also was killed by Millard, says he agrees with the Crown's call for an additional 25 years of parole ineligibility for Millard.
For all those out there who believe that the sentence of an additional 25 years to Mr. Millard's 50 years is too harsh, we say, you haven't dealt with this kind of sorrow.
Millard already is serving life sentences for first-degree murders of Babcock and Hamilton man Tim Bosma. Bill Cosby's sentencing hearing was heard from a Pennsylvania State Board psychologist who says evidence shows the 81-year-old comedian has an uncontrollable urge to violate young women and would likely reoffend if given the chance. Mark Remillard has the story.
Judge Stephen O'Neill delivering a blow to Cosby's defense, denying a motion that argued the Commonwealth's process for determining whether someone is a sexually violent predator is unconstitutional. The defense argued several points, including that the process violates due process because the determination is made simply by a state board instead of a jury. O'Neill, however, said the burden of determining it unconstitutional has not been met and let testimony continue to determine if Cosby should be considered a sexually violent predator. Mark Remillard, ABC News, Norristown, Pennsylvania.
In local news, thieves have made off with over $200,000 worth of tools and machinery from a Prince Edward County home that was under construction. The theft was discovered Friday, the Prince Edward County OPP report. It happened sometime between 2 p.m. on Thursday and 5 p.m. on Friday at the residence on Foster Road. Among the stolen items were a furnace, a ventilation system, and a generator, as well as interior light fixtures and drills. The OPP are continuing their investigation, and they asked Monday that anyone with information call Crime Stoppers. A cyclist was killed when hit by a car on Highway 62 in Prince Edward County Saturday. The fatal accident took place about noon at the intersection of 62 and Union Road, according to Prince Edward County OPP. No information about the victim's identity will be released, Constable Patrick Menard told QNET News. The driver of the vehicle was not injured, police said. The intersection was closed for most of the day as police investigated the crash. While it reopened late Saturday, the investigation continues, Menard said. Celine Dion has announced she will end her Las Vegas residency next year. The singer announced on social media that she will leave Caesars Palace in June 2019. Dion says the decision brings mixed emotions as the Coliseum venue has been a big part of her life for the past 20 years. This will mark the end of her second long-running residency at Caesars Palace. Dion has performed nearly 1,100 shows since the end of 2003. Tickets for next year's shows go on sale tomorrow. Her final concert will be June 8th, 2019. That's QNET News on 91X to 404. Sports is next.
Ever wonder what it feels like to experience tactical warfare? You won't find it on your computer screen. You need to live it. Maneuvering through real terrain, hiding behind bunkers, and making split-second decisions that lead you to victory. Rapid Fire Paintball in Prince Edward County gets you down and dirty and live the experience. Bring a group. They specialize in birthday parties, bachelor parties, workplace groups, and families. Parents, no worries. At Rapid Fire, safety and supervision is a priority. Open a reservation anytime. Weekend walk-ins welcome. RapidFirePaintball.ca.
In sports, Kawhi Leonard made his first media appearance as a member of the Toronto Raptors this morning after a blockbuster trade this summer sent DeMar DeRozan to San Antonio in exchange for the former NBA Finals MVP. After several questions about whether or not Leonard wants to stay in Toronto, Raptors general manager Masai Ujiri made an impassioned speech about the city's ability to attract superstar basketball players.
The narrative of not wanting to come to this city is gone. You know, like, I think that's old, and we should move past that. Believe in the city. Believe in yourselves.
The Toronto Maple Leafs host the Montreal Canadiens at Scotiabank Arena in preseason action tonight. Toronto's looking to remain undefeated in the preseason after winning its first four games. Curtis McElhinney starts in goal for the Leafs, while Antti Niemi gets the nod for the Canadiens. In baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays start a three-game series against the AL West leading Houston Astros tonight. Marco Estrada takes the hill for the Jays, while Dallas Keuchel is on the mound for the Astros. This will be former Toronto closer Roberto Osuna's first trip back to the Rogers Centre. The closer was traded at the deadline after serving a 75-game suspension for a domestic violence charge. In Monday Night Football, the Pittsburgh Steelers are in Tampa to take on the Buccaneers. Pittsburgh is still seeking its first win of the season, while Tampa is off to a 2-0 start. The Steelers are still without all-pro running back Le'Veon Bell as he continues his contract holdout. The Belleville Senators opened camp this morning at the newly named CAA Arena. 30 players were in attendance, including 2008 World Junior Gold medalist Drake Batherson. The Sens will be back on the ice tomorrow morning at 10:15 a.m. Practice is open to the public. The first preseason game will be on Friday when the Sens host the Laval Rocket. In OJHL news, the Wellington Dukes head out of town, continuing to look to keep up the momentum after a 9-0 win over Mississauga on Friday. They take on the 2-3 Burlington Cougars. Puck drop is 5:30. Dukes forward Zach Ewens currently sits tied for 6th in scoring the league with 9 points. Wellington will host Aurora tomorrow night, 1:30 at the SRock Arena. The Trenton Golden Hawks have the night off before welcoming the Brampton Admirals tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. Send us your teams, leagues, or scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. On to weather. The forecast for Belleville. Tonight, mainly sunny, high of 18. Increasing cloudiness, a few showers beginning late this evening, low of 14. Tomorrow, showers, high of 20 with a humidex of 27. At 4:05, it's 19 degrees. QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Brett Bullen, QNET News. News on 91X, next at 6.